Heather Duplessy.
Now, COVID restrictions have abruptly lifted in two Chinese cities. And this comes after days of rare mass protests over the residents where they clashed with the police over COVID control orders. Question, of course, is what is this doing to our markets? With us now, Sam Dickey from Fisher Funds. Evening, Sam.
Hey there, good evening.
Sent a chill through the markets, didn't it?
It did. I think people watch very closely when there's signs of social unrest in China for obvious reasons. And I think it's the regime seems to have no greater priority than remaining in power. So, yeah, correct.
So a bit of a rally from the markets. And what caused that? I mean, I see there's some suggestion it might have been caused by the fact that the older in the population in China had started to get vaccines.
Yeah, well, I think she absolutely defended his signature zero COVID policy at the Communist Party Congress in October. That's when he sort of cemented his absolute power. However, he did leave the door open for some changes. This was sort of mid-October, so what are we, 6 weeks ago now? And since then, the stance seems to be softening a bit. So, for example, there's talk of a new state council-backed factory and logistics reopening committee. And when the state council talks, you listen in China, basically. There's rumours that Beijing will accelerate preparations for conditional reopening after the National People's Congress in March. Talk about accelerating vaccinations for greater than 80-year-olds, as you said. Mass distribution of cheap COVID drugs. And for the first time, it was actually a local Chinese government. And this is important. They explicitly acknowledged that Omicron is not life-threatening in most cases. So it does feel like there's some signs of easing. But I would point out, though, China is a very noisy market to watch, and there have been rumours of reopenings before which have been quashed.
Sam, it feels to me like they're in a real pickle, aren't they? Because they've scared the bejesus out of their citizens. They've told their citizens that they can't be using Western vaccines because they're bad. So they have to rely on the local vaccine. But the local vaccine is actually really rubbish. So, what do they do? Because at some point they're going to have to rejoin the rest of us. And when they do, it's going to have really bad impacts on their workforce as they all start getting sick.
Yeah, I think they are in a bit of a pickle. I agree with you. I think the out is possibly to mass importation of Western vaccines.
Do you think that they have lost the momentum in terms of their economy and the idea that they were going to become the global superpower and overtake the US?
Well, I think that probably started back, they joined the WTO in 2002 and they were growing very nicely, and fixed assets as a percentage of GDP was at a fairly healthy level. Then we had the GFC and they absolutely looked into the abyss and panicked. And that's when all the bridges to nowhere kind of splurge of fixed assets came up. And then the ghost cities were built, et cetera, et cetera. And since then, they've kind of had this addiction to debt and fixed asset investments of property, infrastructure, bridges to nowhere. That's a little bit facetious, that last one, by the way. And I think ever since then, they've been trying to wean themselves off it, and it's tricky. They probably aren't quite the tiger economy they once were.
So how's it holding up for us in terms of getting our exports there and the consumers there buying it?
Well, I think the consumer's still fairly healthy. Obviously they're still becoming wealthier. But let's be very clear, this has been the biggest push of people out of poverty into the middle class in the history of the world. So that trend is still continuing, just at not such a great pace. And with that, they require more protein-heavy diets, and that's obviously good for our farmers. So it's still there. It's just that the breakneck pace of growth is not there at the moment.
Brilliant stuff. Hey, it's always good to talk to you, Sam. Thank you so much. Sam Dickey from Fisher Funds.